It's time to talk to Carm, and I've decided to keep John Tatey, the editor-in-chief of the AV Club, in studio with us, because I had something to ask you, Carm. Did the NFL's Twitter account got hijacked today or hacked? How would you describe what happened today?
I would call it, and good evening, Patty. Good evening, John. Good evening, Carm. America.
Good evening, Carm.
It was a hacking, Patty. They said that Roger Goodell was dead. That was not nice and inappropriate, but slightly funny. if you get into that type of humor.
Well, and relieving.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, what were you going to say? What did you tweet out?
I just tweeted out immediately afterwards that I'm still alive because I thought that people might be concerned.
Mm-hmm. Contrary to widespread reports.
Yes.
The announcement of my demise is greatly exaggerated, Mark Twain.
Right. I mean, I think it's pretty funny that, you know, you get a hold of the NFL Twitter account, and the one thing you want to do is say that the commissioner is dead because everybody can't stand the commissioner, which is true, but he's also doing exactly what the owners want him to do. I think people kind of forget that a little bit.
Is that the role of the commissioner, to do what the owners want him to do? Is that his role?
Yes.
Or has it become his role?
That's his role.
In theory, he's there for the good of the game, I suppose. But that's not really what's going on.
Well, Paul Tagliabue, his predecessor, was squeezed out because he wasn't kowtowing to the owners enough. That's why they put Roger in there in the first place.
The only thing I think about commissioners is Roselle telling Jim McMahon he couldn't wear like brand head like sports bands or something. That's all I ever think about. I guess Goodell.
That was so entertaining.
Because do you remember when John, are you old enough to remember when Jim McMahon then came out with a headband that said Roselle on it? Because he'd been wearing whether it was, what were the ones he was wearing, Carm? Was it like Nike or?
The original one was an Adidas headband. And then he started and said, you can't wear a headband that's got an advertiser on there. And he's like, well, can you just put words on there? So then he started. I remember Roselle, and he wrote a bunch of other ones on there, too. So, I mean, by the way, that was the last time the Bears were good, too.
It's true. And I wouldn't even know who Roselle was if he didn't tell Jim McMahon he couldn't wear headbands with brand names on them.
Well, it's funny. There was a similar flap a couple of years ago. I think it was the year before last, with the, all the players like to wear the Beats headphones, as you have on right now, Patty.
And so is Carm, perhaps, because we went shopping together.
But that conflicted with the Bose official sponsors.
Oh, that's right. For the sideline, right? All the coaches had Bose headphones on, didn't they?
Yeah. And the players were supposed to wear only Bose headphones or not show any brand. So Colin Kaepernick, who at the time was a 49ers quarterback, came out with Beats with just little squares of duct tape over the B on the ears, and it only enhanced the brand, because it made it like more
taboo.
Transgressive and taboo. Exactly.
Something you weren't supposed to do. I want what he has.
Yeah, so
he's doing it anyway.
So telling football players what to wear on their heads in their free time never works out too well.
So that's all I know about football commissioners.
It's a good story. I'd never heard that one.
Yeah, I like that one. And we also were talking off the air, Carm, that Aaron Rodgers has become dairy-free as a Green Bay Packer. Is that even possible?
To be honest, I did not know that. That's extremely interesting. And unless there is some diet restriction because of his digestive system, I think that's a terrible idea. Getting rid of dairy is not what I would ever do. There's milk and cheese and ice cream is very important
pizza.
In any healthy man's diet.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know the reasoning on Aaron Rodgers doing the dairy-free?
Yeah, it's actually because of Tom Brady. He's taken a note from Tom Brady, who, as you may know, has this crazy engineered diet so that he can live forever and play football until he's 50, and Aaron Rodgers is getting on board with it, and part of it is cutting out dairy.
He also had surgery on his knee, and he felt that he needed to be healthier after surgery, so he looked for diets and found Tom's.
Why would you let that be like public knowledge? Like, that seems like something you shouldn't tell anybody if you're a Green Bay Packer. I can't have any cheese.
He can say anything, though. He's like a god.
Is he?
I mean, I love him. He's one of the most loved football players, I would have to say.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, I know around here that's maybe not as much the case, but I think in general he's pretty, especially by his fan base, he can get away with anything.
All right, then. So no dairy. Yes, Carm?
I mean, I want to live forever too. So, if this really was the key to unlocking,
would you do it?
Youthful and playing in the NFL. Yes, I would do it. As I'm actually caressing my tummy right now and feeling how perhaps overweight it is.
I know. I was taking some video. I was doing some CrossFit. I'm like, wow, that midsection's gone a little bit. I've been laying off the CrossFit for a bit. I was thinking about doing a cucumber diet. Have you seen these where it's like cucumber salad, cucumber soup, cucumber and a piece of bread? It's like a 7-day cucumber. Like I think I could do a cucumber diet. Let's do a cucumber diet. Craig, that's gluten-free, totally gluten-free.
Okay.
Except for the bread part.
All right. Well, I can't do that.
All right, then. And you're going to a wedding this weekend.
Yeah.
So, all right.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, you'll be in a real great mood for that wedding.
They are so going to be gluten-free there, right?
By the way, we have not gotten an update from Carm about this wedding that you're supposed to go to where your ex is supposed to be at. Are we still?
Don't go, Carm. Don't go.
Don't go.
I have not heard anything further on that, Patty, but rewinding for a second, if you really want to go cucumber diet, I'll do it with you.
Okay, what day do you want to start? We have to figure out a date.
How long are we going to do it for?
Well, you can do a 3-day or a 7-day.
Well, you can also do a 14-day, which should lose you 15 pounds.
Yeah, no, I don't. Okay. I can't do that.
More than a pound a day?
Apparently. Wow. Lose 15 pounds in 14 days, cucumber diet.
Cucumber diet.
Now, this is just something I randomly Googled, John, so I don't know how accurate it is.
What do you want, 3 days or 7 days, Carm?
I think 3 would be great.
Yes, I think we can do 3 days.
I don't even know how I'd make it 3. That sounds rough.
3 days. All right. When do you want to start? I say we start on a Monday. Monday seems like a good day to start.
How many meat products are in the cucumber diet?
Well, Craig,
how many meat products are in the cucumber diet?
There's no meat products.
Okay, I'm confused by this now.
Cucumbers.
You get one cheat hamburger every day, right?
Every hour?
No, there's no cheat.
Cool.
3 days of anger and cucumbers. That's all you get to have. It's anger and cucumbers.
That
and more
sounds
anger.
Unhealthy to eat just cucumbers. Where's all the other stuff coming from?
No, you can do. You get enough. 3 days, you can handle it.
Okay.
All right then.
I look forward to this.
It's like a reset, right, Carm?
Yeah, I'm terrified that I just sort of half committed to this, but I'm looking forward to it, Patty. Great.
You committed to 3 days. We can do that.
Can we all keep video journals while we do this, like of the meals and then our moods?
Do our like a Facebook
Live
videos?
Yeah, just take a shot every time you have your cucumbers. Wait, how do we prepare them?
There's websites for this. I sent myself the article. Hold on, I'll have to pull up the
article.
There's
sliced cucumber.
Okay.
Diced.
There's cucumber soup, cucumber salad.
Cucumber on the cob.
Cucumber. There's cucumber martinis, but I don't know if you can. No, without vodka.
Okay.
Just water.
That seems to defeat the point of martini.
No, just in a glass.
Yeah.
How do you flavor them?
With the salt. You can put salt on your
cucumber dressing.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's it?
Is there any peanut butter?
No, I don't. Yogurt. You can have some cucumber with yogurt, I believe.
Mm. Okay.
Some gyros?
No gyros. No. Wow, you guys are all...
Everyone's very confused by cucumber diet.
It's just cucumbers.
All the words don't make sense.
It's a lot.
It's self-explanatory, but it's too self-explanatory.
Right. It's on the nose.
How do you pick out a cucumber and know it's a good cucumber?
That's a good question.
I think that your cucumbers are pretty standard. All right, here we go. Cucumber weight loss and deep purification. Cucumber is the best diet of all dietary products. It contains 95 to 98% of water and thus contains a minimum of calories intake. But the remaining interest is useful. Cucumber is a valuable source of alkaline salts, which can slow the aging process and the formation of stones in the kidneys and liver. For this, the cucumber is called orderly of organisms. I don't know.
What is it called?
I don't know. This is
orderly
bad.
Of organisms?
Quick. Real quick, what's the website called you got there?
Yeah, what was that?
StayCucumbers.com?
Yeah, I don't trust that.
I don't either.
Wait, so we can eat as many cucumbers as we want, but that's the only thing we can consume.
You can have the Bulgarian cold soup with tartar. Cucumber salad.
Tartar. Mm-hmm. As long as I get to have tartar, I'll sign up for any diet.
You'll need it. Well, how much is a kilogram? I believe this comes from another country. This is not going well.
I think this is where they have nothing else other than cucumbers, so they must only eat cucumbers.
A kilogram is 2.2 pounds.
So 2.2 pounds of cucumbers
per
and
day.
Some sour cream you can have with this.
Oh, God.
A little bit of salt.
Mark, you're really doing this?
I just passed out.
Here, for breakfast, salad, you can have some toast and tea or coffee without sugar. How's that? Starting on Monday for lunch.
Wait, what are we having for breakfast? We're having a cucumber and toast.
Cucumber salad.
You can't
toast.
Have sugar in your coffee anymore.
No sugar.
That seems overextending cucumber diet.
Yeah. And then for lunch.
You're cleansing.
Yes. For lunch, you can have the cucumber salad and a drink without sugar. I'm guessing water, maybe your iced tea.
Yeah, but you can't drink booze.
Doesn't say that.
Just letting
booze.
You know.
Ooh.
Even if it is cucumber vodka. No.
So for dinner, you can have 50 grams of boiled meat or an egg.
Ooh, all meat is best boiled, isn't it? Nice boiled steak.
Yeah, boiled steak. Day two, you can have some cucumber and some bread. Then for lunch, 50 grams of meat, cucumber salad, perhaps with some radishes and onions.
Sounds kind of Russian.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It does.
Let's not get
bit.
Too crazy here.
I heard radishes. Meat, though. There was meat, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you got to boil it.
Oh.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see. Helen has something to say about this diet. Hey, Helen, how are you doing?
Fine. Patty, you're probably one of the smartest ladies on the radio, but this is one of the dumbest things you've come up with.
I agree. I found it out. You know what's funny? I think I was really just hungry for a cucumber today, and I was like, I wonder if I could eat cucumbers for 3 days. You're absolutely right, Helen. This would not be healthy.
You know, there's a group of us that volunteer at a food pantry. The one guy is just given up. Bread mm-hmm. and pasta for 2 months. He's lost 26 pounds.
So bread and pasta. All right. I can do that.
Just give it up. And just I've given it up bread now for just 2 weeks and I've lost 8 pounds.
Okay.
I've lost 4 pounds since I switched to be gluten free.
There you go.
Yeah.
How about crackers though? I can't have crackers though on that. That includes.
Oh, I don't know. I've never ate crackers, so that doesn't bother me.
What do you put your cheese on? Stuff.
I don't eat cheese.
Oh, see?
Oh,
you're already
just
on
like
the...
Aaron Rodgers, a Packers fan, perhaps.
You're on a good path already, Helen. No, you're right. It was silly. I won't do it. And I won't make Carm or let Carm do it as well.
Thank
it would be
you.
Funny if
you're
you
welcome.
Made only him do it now.
Yes. How about, Helen, how about if we just make Carm do it? I think that's a good idea. I like that.
Remember the ice cream diet we talked about a while back?
Oh, that you never got the whole
no,
case
No, they
from
wouldn't
them.
Send me that many.
Yeah, by the way, those things are still in the freezer.
I know. I've seen them. Patty, you have yours up there.
Oh,
it's very good.
That's from last fall?
Yeah.
I hope no one's tried to eat mine because I was licking it.
Yeah, no, nobody
when
has.
I first got it.
I almost ate Patty's a few times, though.
I'm willing to do the Helen diet with you, Patty, of no bread, which is probably not the Helen diet, but we can call it the Helen diet.
We're going to call it the Helen diet. No bread, no pasta. How's that? For 2 weeks.
Yes, I'm in for that.
All right.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
I guess I'll do it, too. You guys.
You can't have bread and pasta.
Anyway. When do you want to start that?
Today.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay, fine.
No bread, no pasta, no sugar. Should we go no sugar, too?
Oh, jeez.
I'm assuming you shouldn't go no white flours.
No white flours, no refined sugars, like no candy for 2 weeks. Craig is shaking his head violently.
That is what makes me happy.
No sugar, flour, alcohol.
What did Mark say?
Whoa, 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 Esmeralda.
Whoa.
Slow your roll.
We have a Friday night show. We have to drink for our jobs.
That's like a crazy. Okay.
Come on. No alcohol. Mark, what did you say?
Daddy, I'm very serious about this. Do we get to have ice cream or no? Because there's, I mean, like that was that sugar?
Oh, that's a good question.
What? No.
No, there's
fat-free
yeah,
ice cream.
Plenty of sugar in ice cream.
There's fat-free ice cream.
Yeah, but there's ice cream with like fake sugar.
What
it.
If we put cucumbers in the ice cream?
Terrible. All right, let's take a break. Let's all reconvene in just a moment. We're talking to Mark Carman. Follow him on Twitter at the Carm. We also have John Tatey. Are you hanging for one more segment?
No, I gotta go. Now,
you gotta
really.
Go. Will you get out of here? Get your phone.
I know.
Go. All right.
Sorry.
Then. Thank you, John, for stopping by. More after this on 720 WGN. Steve Dale joins us too. We're trying to discuss whether or not we were going to give up bread, pasta, sugar, and alcohol. And you were saying you could go without alcohol. I think I can go bread, sugar, pasta. But maybe on Friday, like we have a cheat day for alcohol. How's that? Friday's my cheat day.
That okay? How about we do this?
Yes.
We can have because I don't know if Friday will be my cheat day. Let me have one day where I can have alcohol.
Right.
You can have your one too. How's that work?
Whatever day that is.
Well, you know what it is. Hmm. You really just need to lay off of the beer.
I know.
I don't know. To be honest, though,
but
if
you can
guys...
like the booze, like vodka, gin.
Right,
whiskey.
All right, no beer.
If you do it, and if you do it without really high sugar stuff.
Yes, cutting out the mixed part, yes.
Yeah, you do a little soda, you do it on the rocks.
If you guys do this, you know, and update us on the show, I think Mark should have his cheat day be Friday, and he has to come in with our bartender and have his drinks with you here.
Oh, that's right. Nick Summers will be here from Howls and Hood on Friday. No,
that's
he can
a
have
possibility.
You're welcome to join us for What's in the Box on Friday. by the way.
I do love What's in the Box on Friday. Okay.
All right. That sounds good. So we will keep tabs on each other. That sounds a little bit darker than it needs to be. We will keep each other company as we try to cut back on bread, sugar, pasta.
You know.
Yes.
When I walk into work tomorrow, I'm going to be staring at a loaf of bread and my peanut butter, and I'm really going to want to eat it. So just know that it's going to be right up against me immediately.
What kind of bread would – because I actually don't even like that much bread anymore. So it's, for me, that's not as bad.
But I love bread.
Do you?
I'm sorry. Love.
Bring some apples.
Oh, there you go. Some apples
peanut butter.
There it is. Apples and peanut butter.
I've already done it.
Nice.
Celery?
Apple and peanut.
You can do a little kid thing,
celery,
put some raisins on there.
Peanut butter.
Cucumber. Yep. Cucumber, yep. And peanut butter.
We're going. This is it.
All right. We'll check in on Friday when you if you had to hang out with us for What's in the Box.
Okay, Patty, just so you know, the Cubs lost today to Philly 3-2. It was very disappointing. And the White Sox lost to the Nationals.
Is that four in a row for the Sox?
That is, where are they at now? Whatever it is, it's too many. We got, I think they lost 12 of 14.
Mm.
It's gross. It is gross, and it's they got to turn it around. But you know,
yes,
what, Patty? It's a long season.
Well, and yes, Mark, the Cubs have lost 2 of 3. Are you off of that bandwagon too?
Craig, is that true? Huh? They lost on Sunday.
They have won 5 of 7, but they have lost 2 out of 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still believing in the Cubs. They it's hard to do. When you do lose one game, or as you just pointed out, 2 or 3, but at 40 wins and 17 losses, I'm good.
It's not bad at all. I'll take those numbers. I'm pretty happy with those.
All
right, Carm.
They're so adorable.
Go they want to pinch their cheeks. Okay, Carm, go dream of things that are healthier than bread, pasta, sugar, and beer.
Okay, thank you for doing this. I'm really excited to be on board, and I can't wait to report back to you as we do great things here, Patty.
I agree. I just want my jeans to fit better. Thanks, Carm.
Okay, guys.
I'll talk to you later. Have a good night. That's Carm. Yeah. Follow him at the Carm on Twitter. It's time now for our. Is it time for our news or to have a break? You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Steve Dale, pet expert extraordinaire, joins us, and he has so many things. He was telling me off the air, you have a lot of things.
A lot of things. I always have
things.
A lot of things.
Do you have a preference?
No. And you know, can I add one more thing?
Oh, yes.
If it's okay with you.
Okay, yes.
Oh, let me rephrase that.
I got it. Yes.
If it's okay
with I have the three things you should mention, and here's
one
a
more.
Yes,
one
okay.
more. If it's okay with Craig.
Oh, the things that no one knows that we're going to
I'm not sure it's going to be okay with Craig.
Yes. I know. That's why I'm asking.
Okay, go.
That I can also take calls, your questions, 312-981-7200.
That's applied.
That is new. That is a whole new avenue to go, Steve Dale.
Steve Dale, pet expert extraordinaire, will take your calls. 312-981-7200.
Or text. Or passenger pigeon.
Are you breaking things? What are you
chairs.
Doing? I don't know what's with the microphone.
This is a new
today.
Chair.
I don't understand.
Isn't this
what's
one of our new
happening?
Chairs?
He has to be removed. Please just drag him out of the studio.
Well, we can take the chair away. Maybe just make him stand.
He does it. He does
I
it
do
too.
That.
I know.
Maybe that's why.
I do that sometimes too, but I'm not in the mood today. I'm comfortable with chairs. You look like you want to stand. I'll stand.
No, no,
okay,
no,
we can
we
do this. All right, then.
All right.
But your microphone won't stay
I'm
up
fine.
As well as mine will.
That's okay. I don't have as far to go.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's shorter than you are?
I think so, probably.
Still.
I think so.
Yeah, but I have short legs. You don't know.
Oh, my God. The beginning of this segment is amazing.
WGNRadio.com to watch.
Is this in
everything
the Broadcasting Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Good,
immediately.
Good.
Just, you know, just walk it over there right now. It's about 2 blocks away. If you just take it over there.
Bruce Dumont will be at the
don't
door
even email.
Waiting.
I think, yeah. Yes, I agree. Yeah. And your friend has his own wing, which just cracks me up, by the way. You know what? I want to donate some money, but if I'm going to donate money to you, it's got to have my name on it. I mean, I know I'm not dead yet, but if you could just go ahead and put my name on a wing and then I'll put stuff in there, that'd be fun for me. Anyway, you wanted to talk.
It is his birthday coming up.
Hi. Okay.
And mine as well.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you wanted to talk about so many wonderful things and some things that have been controversial. We took a lot of phone calls and there were a lot of people that were really fired up about the gorilla who was shot.
What was the consensus? What did people...
There was no consensus. That's the thing that was so maddening about it was that there were people, mostly the thing that rang in my ears the loudest was that these parents were irresponsible. And then the other thing was...
Do you think so? So people wrote that...
In emails and on my Facebook page and every other which way that people communicate with one another now, I heard that as well because I did a blog post about all this. And I didn't say that the mother was irresponsible, but people did write and said that was the case. Yeah. And I wrote back.
Wasn't it amazing? That was the reaction?
I said, I'm not a mom. I really don't know. And I don't have toddlers. So you are a mom. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, no, I my children, especially Declan, who has special needs,
yes.
And this actually resonated a lot with parents who had children with disabilities. One mother in particular, her name's Sally, and she wrote about how she actually had the police called on her because her son has left their apartment. Like that one night where she didn't deadbolt the door and her son ended up wandering in the streets, which Declan would easily do mm-hmm. because he wants to explore. He's curious and he's sensory seeking. And so as a 4-year-old, they see water and they go toward it. That's one of the biggest killers of children with autism, by the way, is
really?
Bodies of water. They are drawn to rivers and pools, and that's where they want to play. And that little boy said, I want to go swim there, right?
So if Declan were pointing beforehand at mm-hmm. that water, mm-hmm. and this kid apparently said, reportedly, okay. I want to go into where the gorilla is in that water,
right.
would then you be
well, Declan
more...
Declan wouldn't point. Declan, I just know he goes toward water. I could show you a video where I was doing a periscope with Declan, and he saw a pool before I did. We were just hiking on his road, and behind some bushes and behind a fence, there was a pool, and he just started walking down this hill. Declan does not speak. So
right.
he just started walking toward it. So I'm with him. But we have been on vacations where we're in a big house with a bunch of people. It's very loud, and you know, Declan, you know, you close your eyes for a moment or he wakes up before you do. And, you know, he's making his way out the sliding glass door to the pool or to the inlet in Massachusetts or wherever we were. And so we've lost Declan at the Pottery Barn for Kids and he ended up being in the display window. And it was one of those moments where Steve and I were like, I thought you had him.
Yeah.
And this family in Cincinnati, they had 4 kids, you know, and the police have determined that they were trying to take care of all their kids at once. And, you know, you look away for once, you turn this way. I mean, there have been parents, please, you've been in department stores or grocery stores and you round the corner and they're gone. They're, you know, behind the clothing racks and the rounders and you take it down to foot level to see if you can find their shoes. Please, parents have had a moment of like,
So you think the people that were critical of this mom would not have felt that if they were in those shoes.
No, what I was surprised by was how quick they were to be angry about it. That was what was surprising to me. I wonder where that anger comes from. That's what I asked Craig. I'm like, why are they so angry?
Well, I think that's true with a lot of things on the internet now. It's easy to be judgmental mm-hmm. and it's easy to be very angry very quickly. I think that's true with everything.
You know what I do? I get angry at the people who get angry. You know what people who are outraged make me outraged.
There's a lot of them out there. Yes. You must be outraged a lot.
So much outrage. I'm also morally opposed to people who are morally opposed to things. Craig, make a list of all the things.
I got it. I don't know what I've written down, but I got it.
I'm also critical of people who are critical. How's that?
Again, don't really know what I'm writing.
It's a Stephen Wright comedy routine, I think is what's happening.
Yes, I wanted to make instant water, but I didn't know what to add. Carry
exactly.
on.
Is that literally one of his
lines? That's one of his jokes, one of my favorites.
Yeah, I back in the day, I think he was amazing.
Oh, he's still, his mind is so quick. So, what were your thoughts, though? What was Steve Dale thinking when this story unfolded?
Well, my first thought is, and I still haven't gotten the answer to this, a couple things. My very first thought is it's almost a no-win situation, mm-hmm. really.
I agree.
You agree.
That's exactly what we said. Tragic. There was no win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If the zoo director had decided otherwise and something happened to the child, that's even worse than something happening to this gorilla who mm-hmm. did nothing wrong.
Right.
If he had waited, I'm not an expert in gorilla language, but actually I was privileged. Coincidentally, and it is coincidence, I'm wearing this hat tonight, come to think of it, that we got in Africa. I was privileged to see the mountain gorillas. And as close as I am standing to you, there were mountain gorillas standing next to us. Mm-hmm. And we didn't feel threatened. You know, gorillas are many, 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 many times stronger than we are. They could hurt us in all sorts of different ways, easily, mm-hmm. without trying even. Having said that, they're vegetarians who generally have no reason to do so. And in other circumstances where, and this has happened, I found twice before, once at the Brookfield Zoo in Chicago. And at the Brookfield Zoo in Chicago, female gorilla came, brought the child, to the door.
But this was a trained gorilla as well, right? That was how she was trained, is what we've been.
I don't know.
Wendy Snyder has told this story as well. Wasn't there one at Lincoln Park Zoo as well, or was this?
I don't know of a story at Lincoln Park Zoo where this happened.
Here's what I've been. One of the thoughts that I've been tossing around is this is kind of the agreement we've made with ourselves, right? As a society, we have decided that we will maintain zoos and we will mm-hmm. visit animals where we will learn and preserve and hopefully propagate. Right, mm-hmm. This is a gorilla that was bred in captivity.
A part of the species protection project.
Right, so yeah. The part of the peril of that, of deciding that we have dominated nature, this mm-hmm. is something we've decided as humankind. We win, mm-hmm. right? So if you're going to make that choice, if there's an accident, we have to choose ourselves because we've already decided that we dominate.
Well,
we have.
But
it's not. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm saying, but this is what this is the agreement we've all either entered into voluntarily or involuntarily.
Well, the other side of that coin could have been, and I'm not second guessing, I really don't mean to, but it could have been if the zoo director had waited, gotten the people away, mm-hmm. that were clearly just the noise they were making and all the screams,
yes.
making matters worse.
Agitating the gorilla
and just making matters just generally worse. Mm-hmm. If they'd gotten those people away, waited more, then one of several things could have happened.
Right.
And I can see by your face, okay, if I'm the zoo director, I wouldn't have taken that risk. And I don't know that I would have either. However,
it's a horrible call to make.
But odds are that this gorilla would have eventually gotten bored with the kid and gone about its business, because there is no reason, logically, mm-hmm. for the gorilla to try to hurt.
Right. I agree.
Any other living being.
But having seen the gorilla toss the kid, I think, is where...
They're so strong.
Right.
And also, they do toss play objects, and maybe the gorilla was thinking, okay, here's a toy. That is what they do. They right. toss it about. Well, it could kill the child. And right. by the way, the child, in my opinion, was lucky to have survived the fall without getting seriously injured.
Oh, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, forget the gorilla. This child could have been killed just by falling.
From the fall. Right.
Now, the thing the zoo didn't try, to my knowledge, so they tried to get the animals are all trained now to go inside enclosures. And it's amazing the way zoos do this. And we have dogs and cats at home, and we say, I can't train my cat to do anything. It's a cat. Well, they can train tigers at zoos to do pretty amazing things. And it's usually for medical procedures or emergencies just like this, to
right.
go inside.
Right.
Well, the female gorillas did just that on cue, but this guy wasn't having it. However, what they didn't try, to my knowledge, was to toss an amazing favorite treat or array of food into the cage, or into the exhibit, rather. It wasn't a cage. Might that have worked? I don't know.
What? So they already had tried to lure him, get him in, whatever
they
the
tried
was.
Right.
So if he doesn't respond, I mean, how many things do you try? I mean, I hate it. I hate that they executed. They executed.
Yeah, that's right.
A rare gorilla, a mm-hmm. silverback gorilla.
Who correct? Did nothing wrong.
Who did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Except to be in captivity.
Yeah, and likely would have not hurt this child, but...
And by the way,
understand.
By
is it worth that risk? Right. I don't know.
Mm. How that's likely, great. Steve, because it's confusing. Accidentally, a lot of people have said that accidentally he could have killed the child. The gorilla could have killed the kid.
Yeah.
So, even without any intent or anything at all, because from the video you see some dragging moments and some other things, just one lift and slam, or I'm not sure what action it would be.
Anything.
And you could lose a life.
Anything. Could have tripped over the kid,
Yeah.
And I do agree that darting the gorilla probably wouldn't have been a good idea.
Oh, it agitated him.
Exactly. Yeah. And might have really thrown the kid around, or just fallen on the kid, which could have happened anyway.
Again, for me, the big takeaway was the crazy amount of outrage. That was a takeaway for me. The biggest thing is that it was a tragedy all around.
It was. There was no winner here.
No.
And... maybe in the long run, zoos will win by being more careful mm-hmm. about their exhibits to make sure that others can't get in. I mean, just the week before, some crazy guy, I forget which zoo it was, went into where a lion is.
Right.
And and undressed and did whatever the guy did. And I meant crazy guy, because who goes in with a lion? And he turned out to have some problems.
Right.
But he was able to get in. And we need to relook at and re-examine our exhibits. Having said that, we also want to make it possible for people to see the animals. That's the whole point.
Right. People want to have more accessibility,
yeah.
more visibility to the
yeah.
animals. More after this with Steve Dale on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. You are listening pretty late. We are hanging out in the Allstate Showcase Studio with pet expert Steve Dale. And something significant happened this week that I don't think most of us even really thought about at all in the last few years. Because when we were attacked on 9/11, there were obviously first responders, the tremendous loss of life. And I had no idea that there were service dogs that were still first responder dogs who had been at the site, who had been part of the recovery process. And this week we lost our final dog who had participated in those rescue efforts.
Yeah, I mean, the whole story brings me back, as it does to all of us, you know, who read about 9/11 and where were we at that point. And it was maybe 2 days after 9/11 or 3 days after 9/11. I think it was 2 days. Where I don't know why, I decided I wanted to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached out to FEMA, and I somehow got a hold of one of the search and rescue dog handlers. They let the call go through. The FEMA handler on the scene didn't care. At that time, I did a national column for the Tribune.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't care about me reaching 10 million or 20 million readers, but I wrote for Dog World. Was impressed with that.
Cool.
And knew my stuff. So he talked to me and then put me in touch with all these other. So I was talking to people as they were, and the cell signal would drop out sometimes.
Sure.
But as they were actually there and they were describing the scene to me. And then that Saturday night I was on the radio and I had some of them on the radio. And I was one of the first people to actually talk to any of those that were on the scene working.
Right, because the dogs were looking for signs of life. And and as the hours went on, you know, that became less, you know, less likely. And because we were all waiting, watching, hoping that somebody. And the dogs put in so many hours, and all of our rescuers put in just hour after hour for weeks, really.
Yeah. I talked to several people that just on their own traveled halfway across the country with their legitimate dogs. Mm-hmm. But before they were asked to even do so, they knew they would be or might likely be, and they just hit the road and went. And
are many of the dogs who we've lost, have they been given the sort of tribute that the dog this week that passed away?
Some.
Is it because he's the last?
Yeah, it's because he was the last in part. And the tribute is, by the way, the dog was 16 years old, a golden retriever, over 16, and it was time. So it looked like a limousine, actually, that the dog was brought to the door of the veterinary clinic. But then between the sidewalk and the entrance itself, there were probably, 25, 30 people, all first responders in the community who lined up to say goodbye to the dog.
Oh, that's very
and,
sweet.
And you watched the video. I watched the video anyway. And
have you posted the video? Have you posted the video on your site?
So yeah, yeah.
Take a look.
Yeah, stevedale.tv. It's there, and it's deserved. And this dog, who also worked Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Rita, other events.
Disasters, right.
Yeah, at the age of 10, retired, but kind of didn't, went into schools and was a reading dog.
Oh, that's great.
So the job was to lay down and stay, and little kids would read to the dog until somewhat recently. An amazing handler.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, I don't know that person. I know some, but I don't know her. And clearly an incredible dog who deserved an obituary at CNN. So when my time is there, I'm not sure I'll get a little bit at CNN, but this dog got it and deserves it.
Absolutely. And you were also telling me about, a lot of people watch the OJ show on FX, and
yeah.
I totally forgot about the beautiful pooch the Akita that was a witness. And there were some, you know, remember early on there were some jokes about the dog testifying, but you were saying that if we understood dog language, it very well might have been some value to.
If this dog could tell us, this dog probably saw it.
Yeah.
And we know that dogs can be traumatized by such events.
Who did the Akita belong to? Was that Nicole Simpson's
yes.
dog?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And what I wrote for People magazine at the time and covered entertainment for People,
mm-hmm.
but they knew I had an interest in animals, and they had me go to Indiana, and I interviewed the breeder. So I did the first story is what could the dog tell us if the dog could?
Right.
And then Time magazine picked up on it. And for a story that we could talk about after the news, I actually looked back to see if I could find my own story online. It's
mm-hmm.
not, but the Time magazine story is. Now, how does this relate to something that's going on now? Well, a parrot, it would be CSI parrot. The parrot could squawk What happened? The parrots saw it.
But because parrots by nature mimic, right? Couldn't they be told to say something so that somebody could divert testimony?
Well, after the news, I can tell you what this parrot is saying.
Gotcha.
Or come close to it because it includes some words I cannot say on the radio. And
give me a couple. Give me a couple that you think are on the border.
Well, one begins with the letter F.
Okay.
So even at this late at night, I don't think.
Fudge?
Ooh, you went a different way. You went hungry.
Yeah.
Well, it's because of that cucumber thing you're talking about.
Fudge sounds so much better than cucumbers.
Yes. Fracking.
Anything sounds better than cucumbers, I think. I don't like cucumbers.
Fruit roll-up?
Ooh, yuck. They stick to my teeth.
So the person who was shot said, don't fill in that word. Shoot me. And now the parrot, or presumably said that. I mean, we don't know.
Right.
But the parrot's saying it, and it's not something the parrot... How would the parrot know to say that?
Because someone trained it to. Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
How would that work?
Yeah, that makes sense. Don't fart, shoot me.
Don't fart, shoot me.
Yep.
No, that's not the word.
Okay.
Don't frack and shoot me?
Don't fudge shoot me?
No, you're getting warmer.
Maybe someone was trying to shoot the bird.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I would say that.
Right.
Totally.
That all makes sense.
Don't frack and shoot
me. So the bird never said this before, and now the bird is saying that and saying some other things.
The owner was shot.
The owner was shot. And what happened was, this might have been it was a strange story. The wife apparently shot herself in the head as either a suicide attempt or to make it look like someone else came in the house to shoot him. And that's where police are baffled. The bird knows what happened, and the bird knows who shot.
I so want to give you a noogie. More after this on 17 WGN.